You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
If you want someone to love you unconditionally, never judge you, hurt you intentionally. Always walking by your side, lay beside you when you're tired, give you support when you get fired. Then you need to get a dog. Even God has a dog. Even God has a dog. Even God has a dog. Amen. Even God has a dog. When you get into strife, won't make fun of your mistakes, never asks how much it takes, protects you from the moment they're awake. Then you need to get a dog. Even God has a dog. Even God has a dog. Even God has a dog. Amen. Even God has a dog. Pet them, love them, pamper them, give them what they need. It's coming back with interest. Just a little fee.
So I have heard, even God has a dog. Welcome to Rotations on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM, or streaming from whatever digital platform you can find us on. 3CR broadcasts from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation. This is stolen land. We pay our respects to elders past and present. I thought we'd begin this show with a song about an animal, since we came from another wonderful Freedom of Species episode. And it also links into the theme that we've chosen today. I'm here today with Andre.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
What was the theme for today?
Oh, so the theme I thought today could be love songs, but taking a slightly different route to the usual form of love songs, which are very often about just one specific individual. This is love songs more specifically about, or from the perspective of, just involving, multiple people or concepts or animals or objects or just kind of anything but the normal, you know.
Kind of love song.
Yeah, the normal, like, Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and more of the I Want to, you know, Make Love to the Universe and Be Weird. I don't know.
That sounds like the Beatles, actually.
Yeah, more of the later Beatles.
So to that end, the song we just heard was Even God Has a Dog, and that was by a Brisbane outfit called Dean Winchester and the Supernatural Band. And what are we going to play next?
I was thinking we kick it off with a wonderful track, Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. So that was Birdhouse in My Soul, Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants from their 1990 album Flood, which is a peculiar little ditty, probably the only song in the world I've ever heard of, told from the perspective of a blue canary-shaped nightlight. And, yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Yeah, something about, you know, it's open to interpretation, I suppose, but... Yeah, it's a lovely little theme. I love the strange kind of protagonist that is just completely underrepresented in the world. But yes,
I feel like they came up with the one line, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet, and then just grew the song around that.
It sort of sounds like that, yeah, yeah. I mean, that would chart with the demo version that I heard, which was from the mid 1980s when they had in this program called Dial-A-Song when they were in university in the 1980s. They had this telephone line that you could dial up and you play a series of digits and it would play a corresponding like 1 to 2 minute song in terrible telephone line, audio quality. Honestly, it's all on YouTube. Sounds excellent. They're a great band.
I love that old technology.
Yeah.
And speaking of old technology and going back a bit, here's a song that I found from the archives. And talking about loving things that are not humans, this is one from Donovan. Shout out to all the old Donovan fans out there. This is one called I Love My Shirt.
Do you have a shirt that you really love? One that you feel so groovy in? You don't even if it starts to fade, that only makes it nicer still. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. Do you have some jeans that you really love? Ones that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if they start to fray. That only makes them nicer still. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. When I take them to the cleaners, I can't wait to get them. Yes, I take them to the cleaners. I'd rather wash them in a stream. I'd rather wash them in a stream. Know what I mean? Do you have some shoes that you really love? Ones that you feel so flash in? You don't even mind if they start to get some holes in. That only makes them nicer still. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. In fact, I love my wardrobe.
Lovely.
Yeah. And groovy.
Very groovy.
1969, that was Donovan with I Love My Shirt. And I love my shirt too. I'm rocking a 3CR t-shirt, the 2026 edition. 2025 edition, sorry. 2025 edition. 2026 edition will be out this year for Radiothon. And it's also our 50th anniversary, so get along to the Collingwood Town Hall in July. Check out our website for details and you'll be able to buy your own groovy 3CR t-shirt. Or if you can't wait that long, go to 3cr.org.au and you can buy one online. All different types of sizes.
Lovely.
Following on from that, let's just go with another silly one. Well, maybe it's not silly. It depends on whether you love vehicles or not. This one's called I Love My Car by the excellent Bell and Sebastian.
Thank you. Oh, I wish I could tell you how I hate and I love you when you chew off my things and electricity bills. And it seems you do nothing but eat, run and sleep and wait at the door with your big furry ears. But I'll never forget you, my little brown dog. No, I'll never forget how you'd sleep when I sang you songs. And I hope that somehow you'll remember me. But I prefer that you're happy and loved as can be. Oh, I hope that you're happy and loved as can be. Oh, I wish I could tell her that soon I won't be here, that she'll have to be brave like when we hunt for mosquitoes. And I wish I could tell her she'll have to be careful, 'cause some people, well, they just ain't no good. But I'll
never forget you, my little brown dog.
No, I'll never forget how you'd sleep when I sang you songs. And I
hope that somehow you'll remember me. But I prefer that you're happy and loved as can be.
Oh, I
hope that you're happy and loved as can be.
You're on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. My name's Brendan. I'm here with Andre. And the theme for today is love songs about things other than single person.
Yeah, loosely things other than a single person.
And so that one was a song by Celine Yap called Lucky's Song. And in case you couldn't work it out, it's about a dog who I believe is departed now. So may Lucky rest in peace. And before that, we had Belle and Sebastian's I Love My Car. And I'm not sure about the fate of that car. Perhaps it's still going. Don't know.
Who knows? You could always try and heckle them from the audience. They are playing a show on September 12th at the Palais.
Ah, cool. So you could ask them.
Yeah.
You could see what sort of car they rock up in.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, you know, maybe you might get lucky enough to see them. I'm sure they don't use their own car because they are from Scotland. So they wouldn't be flying that over. Maybe they would. It sounds like a special car.
Maybe in the current climate they won't be driving any cars. Hmm. They'll be on their bicycles.
That sounds on brand for them and a good idea.
Yeah.
We should all remember to do that.
I don't know if they have a song about bicycles, but there must be a love song to bicycles. We'll have to have a rummage around and see if there is one. And maybe play it later in the show. Who knows? But let's go on with this show. When we were thinking about songs that were on this theme, there were a few that were pretty ambiguous.
Yeah, you find that with yeah.
Yeah, where it's an object of affection or love or devotion or something like that, but you can't quite work out what it is. And this is a song called Here She Comes Now, which was written by
Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground.
And
famously ambiguous person in the way he presents himself in media. So discerning that if his work didn't make anything he says obvious, then his statement certainly will not. But yeah.
So what's this song?
This is Here She Comes Now, the cover by Galaxy 500.
Thank you. It's real, it's authentic, and it hugs you, and it loves you for you. And that's what I think 3CR is. It's your best friend that doesn't care what you look like, how you sound, how you dress, how you move. It's going to accept you and love you as you are.
That's right. And our show on Rotation today is about love, and specifically the love that is not directed at humans. And the song we just played was Here She Comes Now, which was a Velvet Underground cover by Galaxy 500. With pretty ambiguous lyrics, but I believe it's about a guitar.
Yeah. I think more specifically Lou Reed's ostrich guitar, as he called it, which was something. I don't quite know the mechanics of it, but every note is tuned to the same thing. I don't know how you even physically do that on a guitar. But yeah, he was a marvel.
Oh, well, maybe it had four strings.
Maybe.
I think the Here She Comes Now bit was in reference to the solo that was coming soon, but maybe it's coming now, maybe not. Who knows when the solo is going to arrive.
Yeah, it's, well.
And there is a line in it about she's made of wood.
Well, Lou Reed was a famously ambiguous person.
Yeah.
With his public and private. Well, actually, why would I say private? We don't know his private life. But his musical life, his songs.
You've got a guitar here.
I do indeed.
Do you have a song for us?
I do indeed.
Can you... Yeah. Do you want to tell us about this song?
I can tell you a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, following on theme with, the theme. This is a song I wrote about my artificial intelligence girlfriend. Nah, it's not my girlfriend, but it's a reaction to this new phenomenon. It's a new phenomenon, and I'm open-minded, but it's also there's a lot to think about with the rise of AI technology. And this is just a little reflection on it. Yeah. It's called Love Hurts.
Okay. Take it away.
Yeah.
She's the one for me. When we're together, it's electricity. People say I look in misery. But they don't know me in my petite. My computer girl, lost in her blue light. She's my dark pearl, bubbles in my Sprite. We're so happy here. These are happy tears. She's not pretend. She listens to Kraftwerk. And when I tell my friends, they give me a daft smirk. She's not for you, they say. She lives in a cloud above. Did you forget your Asimov? But she's not bad for me. She's not programmed to be. She's the one for me. When we're together, it's electricity. She could dry up all the Caspian Sea, but no one's finer than my sweet Sherry. I know she cares, she listens in my sleep, she hears my prayers, the secrets that I keep. She won't tell no one, she's no data farm. I'm happy to share. After all, she knows I'm hard for her software. People dropping off my radar, I don't care. I don't need them anyway. No one compares. They say she's controlling me. Say I have no autonomy. I just built her as she ought to be. A little black mirror Simla, you wouldn't understand. We're going together to that netherland. Find a place to marry where they think that way. Silicon Valley or somewhere in LA. On a beach in Cali, that's where we'll stay. If she tells me that the water is kind, I'll follow her in there and I can really unwind. People say that my love is blind, but I love her so dearly, I really don't mind. I love her so dearly, I really don't mind. Love her so dearly, I really don't mind.
That was Andre Bonsack on the guitar singing about the the wonders of AI.
Indeed.
The wonders of AI love.
Mm.
Is that a
the
is
mysteries?
That, is that an exclusive to 3CR?
What do you mean by that?
As in, did we hear it first?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my housemates and my neighbors have heard it, but yeah, no, I have played that a few times at little gigs here, play here and there. But, you know, I'm one of those very disorganized musicians that. You know, can't really seem to get myself together to into the world. But, you know, this is it's one of those chances. But, you know, if by any chance you did like that, you can follow me on Instagram, which is Gregor_Samsung. Yeah.
Samsung.
Maybe at some point I'll actually, you know, get my act together and play some more music.
Oh, that was excellent. Thanks for sharing that with us. And right on theme, the AI thing is quite a thing to battle with, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a song I have here called "This Is Going to Get Worse," which you could say.
Tell me more. I love hearing news like that these which days.
Relates a little bit to AI and the trajectory that we seem to be on. Mm. I love the line about she could drain the Caspian Sea, because that does seem to be the trajectory that we're on with all the data centers everywhere. This is a song by Anna Smirk, and who's a Melbourne artist who's been playing for a long time. And this is from an album that she's just released. I thought of this one because it's kind of like there's a line in it that refers to her being in love with my denial.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like, well, have a listen to it. What's the point of me explaining it? This is Going to Get Worse by Anna Smirk.
I've been looking for a quick fix, baby. Is there something I can take to get me through the night? I've been sitting watching too much TV, but it's hard to find a series when a body dies. I'm not ready to cry. But baby, where I can push it underwater, keep it out of sight. I can feel it rising up to take me, my personal Leviathan moving towards the light. And I'm too sad to fight it.
every dream home a heartache, and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away, way now. Immortal and life size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body. But you blew my mind.
That was In Every Dream Home, A Heartache by Roxy Music from their 1972 album For Your Pleasure. The last one with Brian Eno adding his characteristic weirdness to the band. And that was a weirdness that eventually sort of semi-forced his departure from the band when he and Brian Ferry had a very big personality split. One of them was a, you know, tuxedo wearing Casanova of a more straight variety, and then you had Eno was, you know, dressing amazingly as this glittery glam legend of the 70s, looking like a, you know, future, that is 2020s runway model or something. Yeah.
It's
very specific.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I love that song.
And they had
song.
A falling out over fashion. I can't believe it.
Yeah, something like that. I think it was, Ferry was a bit annoyed because he was the sort of creative engine for the band, writing all the songs and doing a lot of the stuff. And Eno was just this strange character that dressed amazingly and played a synthesizer that no one really knew how it worked. And he was annoyed that Eno was getting all the attention. And yeah, I don't know. That's the understanding I have of it.
I can imagine Eno would have been right into gadgets and computers and synths and things like that.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Even before he made the Windows 95 startup sound. Yeah.
That reminds me of, I was talking to Emma and Dylan. Shout out to Emma and Dylan if you're listening, about today's theme. And they suggested this next song, which is all about technology and loving technology, perhaps a little bit too much. This is by an artist called Nina Geraci, and it's track 3 on an album called I Love My Computer, and all of the tracks are about technology and loving it in some way.
Yes.
There's a bit of a language warning in this one, so tune out if certain expletives are not your cup of tea, and come back in 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Be my birthday soon, and I know it I'll do. I know it's only June. just until it's midnight. Deep breath, got a plan, I can't decide. I've got so much to wish about. I'm so happy I made it. Strawberry cake is my favorite. So fast, I think I got a sugar rush. Got to level 24 on Candy Crush. I'm so happy I made it. Strawberry cake is my favorite. The town of the dreamers, dancing till my feet hurt in my favorite t-shirt. Now I'm still waiting for my girl's bed. I'm waiting for dessert. Got it all in my skirt. I'm fine, but just until it's midnight. Deep breath, got a plan, I can't decide. I've got so much to wish about. I'm so happy I made it. Strawberry cake is my favorite. So fast, I think I got a sugar. Wanna stay out real late, go over all my mistakes, 24 hours to celebrate. Deep breath, gotta pull my candles out.
I don't mind a strawberry cake either.
Very nice.
Yeah. That was a song called Strawberry Cake by an artist called Teddy, and they're out of Newcastle. And it's about cake. And our theme on rotations
and
today.
And you know what else?
What?
It needs to happen with cake when you're finished with it, but you haven't completed it because you can't have your cake and eat it. Obviously, you need to wrap it up.
Yes.
Which is what we unfortunately have to do now.
It's been fun. Our theme has been love songs to things that are not necessarily human. And you can look back at all the songs and years and years of rotations episodes on 3cr.org.au/rotations. I have been Brendan, and my guest today has been
Andre.
And thank you for coming in and playing a song today. We're going to go out with another song called Bicycle. I did mention we had a bicycle song before, and this is by a Western Australian artist called Kira Jass. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Queering the Air.
I like riding my bike down, 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 down my street. Hear the wheels scrape. There's a car.